from his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, February 7th, 2010, Super Bowl Sunday. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers will be with us in the last 30 minutes today in studio. I want to talk about getting our priorities straight as a nation, and how we're distracted and diverted from fixing our country and securing our destiny and our freedoms by things like American Idol and the Super Bowl and other corporate frauds. But I also want to get into Sarah Palin. I watched much of her one-hour speech to the big Tea Party conference in Tennessee over the weekend, and it is George Bush reincarnated, George W. Bush. The Tea Parties have been fully hijacked, and people are being set up. Just like I told the Obama supporters, you were being set up. Henry Kissinger advises Obama. He advises Sarah Palin. The same crew runs these people. John McCain picked her, and she may hold a AR-15 on TV. And she's against the big government takeover of health care and a few things like that, so that's positive. But overall, she's for the Patriot Act, for the police state, for the wars. And she's from the same Republican elite that want to give you open borders and amnesty and all the rest of it. Sarah Palin is not going to save you, America. And, of course, years from now, if she gets elected president, people will go back and say, oh, my God, you were right. We don't have time for this. Okay? The only bona fide constitutionalist who could make a good president and who isn't a distraction is Ron Paul. He's the only one. The presidency itself outside of Ron Paul is a distraction. The real fight is at the state level to get our sovereignty back. Anything else is a distraction and a diversion. So that's coming up. Now, I didn't mean for this to be the top story today. It is the top story. Billions of people on the globe can now not visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There is a concerted, organized operation going on to shut down access to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in Italy, in Australia, in New Zealand, and in China, and in England that we know of in the last 2 weeks. We have confirmed it. We've got a big report coming out tomorrow at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. And so that is our top story today. When we come back from the break, House passes cybersecurity bill. That's the New York Times, Kurt Nemo's headline at Infowars.com. House overwhelmingly passes cybersecurity bill. And the Senate version's even worse. Kurt Nemo's working on a story for that tomorrow. But we have gotten so used to the fact that we are being censored in many different ways, and it's not just us. It's going to be everybody. And we know what happened in New Zealand earlier this week and in parts of Australia where they suddenly started shutting down access to websites en masse. Mainstream News of Australia reporting this. If you're in New Zealand and are with one of the big providers, you can't get us. Some of the small ones, you still can. If you're in China, you can't get us. If you're in Australia, you can't get us. If you're in Italy, you can't get us. On most systems, and it's admitted that we are banned. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I remember reading the executive order back in 1993 that Bill Clinton signed, stating that all the 50 states' driver's license systems were being federally standardized for a real ID. And I went on the radio in the mid-90s, and I warned people about the fact that the states were being federalized. A lot of people laughed, even though I had the executive order. They didn't know how to look it up, or they didn't want to. People were not proficient on the Internet at that time. And, of course, in 2002, 2003, 2004, they rolled out the real ID and said, look, your driver's license is really a federal ID card. And, of course, by then they already signed treaties in 2000, making it a world ID card. I remember telling you in 1996, because we had the declassified documents, that all babies in the Western world under a UN program had their blood taken at birth and put in a DNA database for genetic engineering testing, law enforcement purposes. Now it was on CNN yesterday, but spinning it and saying, oh, it's in case your kid gets lost. And yeah, it is for genetic testing and genetic engineering. And CBS News reports, oh, guess what? They've patented all your blood specifically, and federal courts are ruling you don't even own your own samples. And the big genetic companies have gone and patented your genetic treatments so that if you ever get genetic treatments in the future, you'll have to pay them. That's CBS News. Court rules you don't own your own DNA. The reason I opened the show up with that on Super Bowl Sunday, the seventh day of February 2010, is because you can see what the government's doing many years before they admit to what they're doing. You can see it in white papers. You can read it in different symposium meetings they've had. You can read what the RAND Corporation and the Army War College and the Council on Foreign Relations are saying they're going to do, because they actually write up the policy that's then adopted by government. There has been a decision made about 6 years ago to incrementally shut down the Internet as we know it and to force you onto Internet 2 that's highly restricted, where you have to enter the equivalent of a driver's license number to get online, where everything you do is tracked, where everything you do is stored, and where the Pentagon goes around hacking and attacking websites that criticize the government domestically. And they've since 3 years ago announced they're actually doing that. But Americans especially think they're living in a free country in many respects, so they're in denial about this. Brits are in denial. Italians are in denial. French are in denial. Germans are in denial. Aussies are in denial. Kiwis are in denial. People in New Zealand. Well, the denial now needs to end. And it needs to end very, very quickly. Because people recognize that the global carbon tax was the establishment of world government for, of, and by private banks. And because we exposed the fraud of it, it's now in deep trouble. Because we exposed that the swine flu shot was dangerous and that it was a hoax and that the swine flu itself was not dangerous compared to the regular flu, record numbers of people didn't take it, and it's now all over the mainstream news that it was a hoax and a fraud. If we can admit to ourselves what's happening to Internet freedom and why this is being done, we can save the Internet. What the establishment has done is the NSA and DARPA created the Internet, as you know, in the late 60s. It is a Pentagon creation. Last year, the Pentagon gave control of the private corporate consortium they created, ICANN, to the UN, because the UN was created by the Pentagon in 1945. It's another front. It's now come out, as we told you 5 years ago. We had a high-level CIA officer, Mr. Steele, on to expose it. It's now mainstream news. Google has always been CIA, set up by NQTEL. IBM is a government front, even pre-OSS. Microsoft is a government front. All these major corporations, the Fortune 100, are government fronts. Just like Hughes, Space and Aeronautics, it was later came out, was a complete government front. It's all a government front. And then, of course, it makes the insiders that control government fabulously rich. They take your tax money, put trillions of dollars in the aggregate into raw research, and then give it to select groups so they control the global architecture. Now, why am I opening the show with this today? Coming up, I'm going to get into the Super Bowl and how it's a distraction and a diversion. I'm going to get into Sarah Palin hijacking the Tea Party movement, just like Obama hijacked the anti-war liberal movement. We're going to be breaking that down. I should be running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but I've been censored and restricted in so many ways over the years that I've come to expect it. And that shows I'm being acclimated, and that's wrong. But at least I'm conscious of the fact that I'm being marinated in tyranny until I accept it. The federal government, the UN, ICANN have all announced that the Internet will be a few thousand megasites and you will be allowed to have a subdomain like you do on YouTube or you do on MySpace or Facebook, and they will ban you and restrict you whenever they want. That is the official statement of Internet 2 going back over 6 years. Now Time Magazine's calling for it. The head of the UN Internet Program's calling for it. Cass Sunstein, White House Regulations Czar, is calling for it. The New York Times is calling for it. They're calling for nomoreinfowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Now, we've caught countless big ISPs in England, the U.S., Australia, all over the world, banning Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The issue is they claim that they're not censoring and do this. You can say, well, it's their company. They can do what they want. The point is they do it covertly. And people always complain, and then they unblock it. MySpace admits they ban our bulletins from going out. We've gotten that directly from MySpace. Google has admitted that they've censored us. YouTube has admitted that they've censored us. We've written countless articles with their own admissions there. All over the train systems and free government systems that you pay for as taxpayers in the U.S., in Canada, in Europe, you're not allowed to visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. This is how they operate. This is what they're doing. That's one thing. And I discover this because I have two guys that work for me, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, and you pay as a taxpayer in England for this, quote, free broadband. And then their laptops and cell phones won't go to InfoWars and Prison Planet. It gives them a message that it's blocked. And you go to libraries, and you go to schools and public schools, and corporations do it. You can argue, well, corporations are allowed to. You can't visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. But as of 2 weeks ago, and we've gotten the error messages, we've gotten the confirmed emails from China, they're coming in by the hundreds a day. We are banned to a billion-plus Chinese. InfoWars and Prison Planet now banned. Whole areas of Australia were banned. It's the big ISPs doing it. We're banned to most users in New Zealand. And there's actually articles in the New Zealand news about this. This just happened in the last 3 days. We're getting massive emails that were banned in Italy on most systems. People still can get around it some ways with proxy servers and other things. So notice, right as our own media, the British media, the European media, the Aussie media, and others call for the censorship, and again, we have tons of articles I covered throughout the week from major newspapers in Australia where mainline political parties are now banned, where WikiLeaks is banned. Where mainline sites are banned. We're not the only ones. They're just banning Chinese-style net censorship. And that's what these countries are calling it. They're proudly doing it, are spreading everywhere. So a day is coming very soon where you won't be able to visit InfoWars or Prison Planet anywhere.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Super Bowl Sunday. I've got some things to say about the Super Bowl and Sarah Palin coming up in the next segment. I want to open the phones up only for Australian, Chinese, Italians, people in New Zealand. Also, it's starting to happen in England, who have been specifically blocked from visiting Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, I have mainstream news articles and blogs out of New Zealand and Australia reporting you can't go to my websites. Here is the... Infonews.co.nz, internet censorship, major truth-providing websites blocked by Asia Netcom to New Zealand users. And this is just one article. It just goes through Telstar, Clear, Vodafone, World Exchange Communications, Whoosh. I mean, it just goes on and on. iHug, Telecom, it's all banned. It's all banned. And I was at Mahdi's Thursday night. I whipped in. I had to come back to work. I whipped in to get some Mexican food. And basically, everybody in there was a listener and a fan. I mean, literally, of everybody in there came over, waved, and said, hi, keep it up, Alex. And two people from New Zealand who were visiting, filmmakers, came over and said, man, New Zealand is on fire with you. And I get emails and stuff from New Zealand where there's big banner hangs for Infowars.com. You know, they say a prophet is not known in his own country. Well, we're very popular in the U.S. We're in the top 1,000 websites, according to Alexa. But we're even higher rated in other foreign countries. So it's really amazing to have this going on. I mean, we get 4 million visitors, independent, separate IP addresses every week to our two big websites. And the information is devastating to the New World Order. We understand the globalist operation. And this is happening through a coordinated global operation. The UN announced a week ago they want web censorship of, quote, extremist and anti-government information worldwide. Cass Sunstein, we covered this 2 weeks ago, is writing white papers as the head regulations are at the White House. He's in line when Justice Stevens or Ginsburg leaves this year. They're both set to leave. He is in line to be the next Supreme Court justice. He says you have no Second Amendment right. He says you have no right to free speech. We should ban conspiracy theories. He includes that into saying that man-made global warming isn't real, is a conspiracy theory. And so it's not just my website. We read articles earlier in the week where mainline political websites are inaccessible in Australia. China has now banned us completely. Again, the train stations, the cities, the free city internet in London and in Sheffield blocks Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Libraries everywhere. So we're being systematically blocked by software. We've been put in a list of bad sites, but that's not enough. Now, entire giant telecoms are blocking us. This is a huge story. Chinese-style net censorship. And then, in fact, guys, I couldn't find the article in my stack. Google Italy enforces draconian net censorship. Or Italy installs Chinese-style censorship. It was the big Italian papers that you have to get a license. That's a good thing to search. You have to get a license now to be on the internet. The government has to approve you to have a website or a news site. I mean, that's literally Soviet or Nazi. Folks, there's so much evidence of this. It's happening to us right now, and our own government and Time Magazine and the New York Times and the White House czar are calling for censorship, and they're calling for censorship of talk radio. Remember Michael Savage last year banned from going to England? Remember the head of their home office saying, you're not welcome here? What about the members of the parliament in Sweden and other places are going to court next week for criticizing radical Muslims? Again, whether you agree with criticizing radical Muslims or not, it's his free speech. Everybody is beginning to be censored, but especially InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because the system is in trouble. Newspapers are going bankrupt. Mainstream TV is going bankrupt. They're openly calling for censorship of the web and blogs because they can't compete. And you've got the diversity czar, you've got the science czar, the technology czar, all calling for censorship. Now, last year, they had two different heads of cybersecurity resign. The first one resigned saying the Pentagon is taking over the Internet. And so when you hear, oh, the House passed cybersecurity bill to fight Chinese hackers, it has nothing to do with that. If you actually read the bill, in fact, just search this term. Obama says he may shut off the Internet to save it. Or should Obama control the Internet? That's Mother Jones. Print that for me. I don't want to just sit here and make these claims. I want to show you the articles. Go read the House bill. Read the Senate bill. China doesn't even have a net ID to get online. They just block most sites. This is more draconian than China. The White House is calling for this. Do you understand this isn't a joke? And you may hate what I have to say, but if you don't support my free speech, you're going to lose yours. And there's Mother Jones' headline, should Obama control the Internet? And then it breaks down the cybersecurity bill and how the head of cybersecurity resigned and how it's a police state takeover. That was from April 2nd, almost a year ago. What, 11 months ago, 10 and a half months ago. This is from Friday. House passes cybersecurity bill. Police want backdoor to web users' private data. CNET News, just keeping your data indefinitely. Internet censorship, major truth providing websites blocked by Asian Netcom to New Zealand users. Almost every major telecom, simultaneously, they list them. We've been sent the screenshots. You can't get there. Major international transport hub censors political websites, PrisonPlanet.com. While media accuses China of blacklisting sensitive information, censorship is taking place right here at home. While establishment media outlets in the UK spent most of the last week on China's censorship of political websites in anticipation of the Olympic Games, this is from a year ago, they ignore the fact that London's Street International, one of the biggest transport hubs in the West, has already implemented stringent filters that block users from Wi-Fi service from accessing even mildly political websites. Then it goes through Prison Planet being blocked, but then even other Think Progress, all these other mainstream websites being blocked. Do you know why this is happening? This is happening because when you Googled London bombing in 2005, the number one thing on Google News and on Google Web was PrisonPlanet.com. How the government ran a drill of bombing the exact same buses and trains the exact same time. When you Google ClimateGate, we're number one, exposing these criminals. When you Google the Justice Department going after the Second Amendment, we come up first. On every issue, folks, I've made films that have been seen over 150 to 200 million times for free online. Obama deception, Fall of the Republic. The system is scared of what we're doing here. We'll be back.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. 4HProdExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageProdExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, I'm going to give out the toll-free number. And if you have tried to get on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there's many different types of censorship. There's libraries, colleges, corporations, but that's their right. Governments, China, Australia, New Zealand, big telecoms are blacklisting Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. City-installed Wi-Fi networks that you pay for with your tax money, censoring my two main websites. People in China and New Zealand and Australia can still go to PrisonPlanet.tv. I need people in Australia, New Zealand, Italy, and other countries where we're being censored. And the governments have announced they've started censoring. Not just me. WikiLeaks, that puts out all these government documents, is being censored all over the place. We got hacked really bad and professionally when we were exposing the swine flu as a hoax back in April of last year. I want to give the number out to people who have specifically been blocked or censored, 888-201-2244. Just dial your country code and then 888-201-2244. Here is that number again, 888-201-2244. Also, send screenshots of how you've been blocked to showtips@infowars.com. We're doing big reports throughout the week on this. Remember, Obama Information Czar calls for banning free speech. That was back from January 14th, just a month ago or so or less. Time Magazine pushes draconian internet licensing plan. This is from February 3rd, just 4 days ago. Death of the internet. Censorship bills in UK, Australia, US aim to block undesirable websites. That's from December 17th. See, it's now happening. Do you understand? And they're saying they want to restrict talk radio. This isn't a joke. Why is this happening? It is on record that the G20, the head bankers of the 20 nations, have stolen over $50 trillion worldwide, $28 trillion in the U.S. They are robbing the planet. They have committed massive crimes. There's open talk of them being indicted or arrested. And they are the main institutions funding the shutdown of freedom of speech on the web. It is really happening. And the newspapers and mainstream TV, they like it because alternative speech and news is kicking their butt. And I have a stack of articles here from all over England and the U.S. where police in Tampa and New York City and everywhere, someone will be videotaping police beating somebody up 100 yards away, and the cops will come up and beat them up and charge them for wiretapping when there's no perception of privacy on the street, same way the government can videotape you. They are scared. Big Brother is on the ropes. That's why they're doing this. So we need everybody in other countries that are having us blocked. You need to create your own blogs or sites separate from your own if you're worried about it getting shut down, and doppelgang. Copy everything we do at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com up onto those sites. Post it on your Facebook, Google, MySpace. Either we hang together or we all hang separate. Now, I notice the phone lines are loading, but mainly from the U.S. We're always getting calls from New Zealand, Italy, China. I got calls throughout the week from China where we're banned. Are these callers specifically on censorship? Not being able to visit InfoWars or Prison Planet. Well, I'm not going to go to them then. These are specifically open phones for people who have experienced it. My friends, we're being robbed. It is a concerted effort. In fact, here is news.co.au of Australia, secret summit of top bankers. This came out on Saturday, yesterday. The world's top central bankers began arriving in Australia yesterday as renewed fears about the strength of the global economic recovery gripped world share markets. See, secret banks meeting secretly. And the internet ends compartmentalized news. You're listening all over the U.S. on AM and FM, globally on shortwave, internet, satellite. You're now hearing me talk about how bankers are meeting secretly in Australia. I remember a UN summit with a secret treaty in 2000. In fact, remember Obama last year, it came out in the Associated Press, secret internet treaty to restrict free speech? In fact, pull that up for folks. Obama supports secret UN internet treaty, secret UN copyright treaty. But you read it, it's an end to freedom of speech, nothing to do with copyright. Just like they're saying cybersecurity, and all the major nations are saying the same thing, is meant to stop hacking. But when you actually read the bill, it's about attacking free speech. Representatives from 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including the U.S. Federal Reserve and European Central Bank, landed in Sydney to meet tomorrow at a secret location, the Herald Sun reports. Secret! They don't want us communicating with each other worldwide and knowing what's going on. Here's another one they don't want you to know about. Reuters, Bayer to pay $1.5 million in second lawsuit over GM rice. Frankfurt, Germany, Bayer was ordered by a jury in the United States to pay $1.5 million in damages to three farmers for losses they incurred because of contamination of Bayer's genetically modified rice, the second in about 500 similar cases pending. A genetically engineered rice. They've got rice and corn that a whole bunch of GMO companies do that grow live HIV virus in it, that grow live sterilants to, quote, sterilize men in it. That's Associated Press. The new Smart Stack by Monsanto has 8 genetic traits, 6 of them live pesticide in the corn so bugs won't eat it, but so when you eat it, they say it's fine, though all the major studies show it causes organ failure. That's mainstream news. But again, they all they want is a bunch of corporate shills on radio, TV, and print who won't tell you about this. This is the type of information that we are dealing with. And again, I want all these callers to know, Bill, Joe, Drew, Mike, Bill, James, if they're not specifically on internet censorship, guys. Oh, so caller 789R. Okay, good, because I just want to leave the phones open because I get these calls throughout the last 2 weeks from New Zealand, Australia, Italy, and China, where they can't go to my site. It's now confirmed in the news. I want to hear from people that this directly has happened to. Mike in Florida, did this happen to you?
Yeah, Alex, how's it going, man?
Well, not too good. I mean, it's getting late. That means they're getting ready to drop the hammer, that they're now testing internet censorship. And if we don't get on top of this and create a firestorm, they're going to set the precedent and continue.
Well, I know that. And the reason I'm calling, I always know universities are test markets for a lot of things that they're working on, trying to, you know, target the youth and whatnot. But I remember going back about 4 years ago when I was at school at the University of Central Florida. I used to try to log on to InfoWars throughout the day, and in different computer labs and the libraries, they always had InfoWars, a little icon would pop up and say, access restricted due to hate speech.
They have four designations. Gambling, porn, hacking, and hate. And we're always listed under hacking and hate when we're against hate. But even if we were hateful, it's free speech.
Yep, that's exactly it. But this is not even just right now. We obviously see what they're doing with the infrastructure, with the internet. And I've had friends that work in IT professionally, and I made mention to them about something I heard on your show a while back, where a caller called into you, and he said that he had a friend that was watching all these weird government type of routers popping up, and I mentioned it to one of my buddies that works in IT, and he said, yeah, actually, you're right. In the last year, all of these new hubs keep popping up, or it's just redirecting information through these obvious government systems that are just coming online. So this is just all over the place, Alex, and they are actually building, like you say, an infrastructure to shut us down.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, here's the daily news. Internet censorship is on the rise. Copyright treaty is classified for national security, but it leaked. We got a copy, nothing to do with copyright, total restriction of free speech. Italy contemplates web restrictions. This is a month old. They've now implemented them. That was earlier this week. Folks, first they came for InfoWars, next they came for you. They're doing very bad things. Offshore global banks are taking over. We'll be back.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
Historic events.
Or conspiracies.
If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America
at conspiracyking.com.
Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com.
Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The United Nations announced a week ago they want to censor the web and shut down alternative media. The White House has announced it. We have it all linked up on PrisonPlanet.com. In a top story out of New Zealand, internet censorship, major truth-providing websites blocked by Asia Netcom to New Zealand users. Paul Watts is doing a big report in the morning, but at the bottom, Paul put a bunch of links to all the mainstream news where they're admitting they want to censor the web and are now launching it. China, that Microsoft runs their censorship. Bill Gates a week and a half ago, remember, in fact, pull this up. Bill Gates supports Chinese censorship. Pull that up. Bill Gates says Chinese censorship, good. They built the grid. It's just so amazing. Here's the Times Online. An assault on Italy's bloggers. Times of London. Italy's leaders barely understand world processors, let alone the web. Now they've turned against the country's bloggers. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, they are coming after the web in a big way all over the world in the last 2 weeks. It isn't just China. The White House and cybersecurity bill calls for a net ID. Notice for 4 years, all the new Microsoft operating systems have built in a thumb scanner to be able to get online. Web censorship in China, not a problem, says Bill Gates, London Guardian. See what I'm saying here? You say it can't happen here? It is happening here. Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, they've all helped China censor. Google was set up by the CIA and NQTEL. We have the videos of the documents up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And the House passed the Cybersecurity Act, the total Pentagon takeover of the Internet. And they're doing this because they know the American people are saying no to the carbon taxes, no to the fake flu, no to the police state, no to open borders, no to the New World Order. And it's the same thing worldwide. People are actually looking at the real private global corporate government that runs our planet and not at the puppet politicians. Look at all the polls. Congress has a 12% approval rating. Parliament has like a 15% approval rating in England. The people are mad. They're awake. And so the system is panicking, coming in to selectively censor. Let's go to Picky in New Zealand. Picky, I'm getting hundreds of phone calls, emails, documents sent to me. It's in the Kiwi News, the New Zealand News, that they are censoring InfoWars and Prison Planet and WikiLeaks and mainstream Australian political websites. What is going on? Have you seen censorship?
Hey, Alex, it's great to talk to you for the first time. I'm a subscriber, have been for 2 years.
Thank you.
And you're correct. I just got up this morning. I've been trying to get through to InfoWars, and I just can't get through. I can't download any of the videos. I can't see any movies. And I had to go on to GCN to actually find out what was actually happening, and I did a bit of a Google search. And
yeah, to be clear, that's what we're hearing. You can't get to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You've got to go to Shoutcast, GCNLive.com to get the internet stream.
Yes, and I'm really angry about that, you know, because this is the first time it's happened, and it's just been a problem as from yesterday. So it's great to know actually really what's actually happening in the background there, you see. So, yeah, I'm angry. So, yeah, that's where I am.
Well, what we need, everybody in Australia, New Zealand, Italy, China, and England, because it's happening all over those countries that we know of, and we're getting calls from Canada. I mean, literally hundreds of emails. I open my email, and it's treble ticket, camera shots. It is snapshots, screenshots. It is massive. Everybody's saying they can't get to InfoWars or Prison Planet. Try whatistheendgame.com. Infowars.net. We're going to have to get out a whole list of my backup sites. We built these for this. But again, we've got a list from the New Zealand News. Thank God they're reporting it. And it says that the majority of major internet service providers are now blocking the site. Who is your provider?
My one's Slingshot. Slingshot.co.nz.
My God. And now, a lot of the things we're being sent show the message that comes up saying this site is restricted. What message are you getting?
It's just not working. I could go onto your website and I could download stuff. I could watch and listen to the radio show. This is the first time it's actually happened where I can't even go on all the other websites that you have, and I'm getting the same problem.
Well, we need New Zealanders to realize this is tyranny. The Aussies, the Italians, the British, the Chinese, we need everybody to create copies of InfoWars and Prison Planet. I've always said people can post our articles, post our videos. It's all copyright free for nonprofit educational purposes. It is now up to everyone to copy our information everywhere because this is a concerted global operation. I mean, look, here's the News of Australia reporting. Secret Summit of Top Bankers, news.com.au, meeting in secret. The bankers meeting in secret. I mean, my God. And now they passed the cybersecurity bill that openly says they'll shut down the web.
Yes, it's definitely scary.
Well, God bless you. Anyway, is there anything else?
Yes.
Anything else?
Just thank you very much. You've got a great show. I love listening to it. And you're hot here down here in New Zealand.
Yeah, I ran into two people from New Zealand in a Mexican food restaurant, and they said New Zealand's on fire with InfoWars.
Oh, Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I listen to your show every day, and I just can't get enough of it, eh, mate?
God bless you, sir. Sir, folks, this is so devastating to know. I mean, we've known it's coming. It's one thing to have corporations, universities, quote, free government broadband they're offering in the cities with your tax money. It's not free. To be banned all over on those, including most U.S. systems. But to now be banned for 1,300,000,000 people, totally banned in China. We've confirmed that. Banned almost over every system in Australia, Italy, New Zealand, and all over England, literally hundreds of emails per hour. I mean, I open it, it's just solid, we're banned. I mean, we are banned, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand what's happening here? You know why they finally dropped the hammer? Because of ClimateGate. That's the number, and they say that in the news. They say, we've got to censor the web, lies about climate change, we've got to... They're calling for arresting Lord Monckton in England, in The Guardian, for saying man-made climate change isn't real because all the documents coming out on the Internet confirmed to be real, that they know the Earth isn't heating, and they know man isn't bad, and they know the carbon dioxide isn't bad. They don't want you, the people, to have a voice. This is about silencing you. We are too successful. You are too successful. They tried their COINTELPRO against us. They've tried their defamation and demonization. It isn't working. So now they're coming in with hardcore Nazi-style censorship. Bill in Canada, have you been censored? Bill. Okay, he hung up. Let's talk to James in Washington State. James, you're on the air. Have you been censored?
Yes, I have, Alex.
All right, tell us quickly.
Okay, it was a few years back at a public high school, and they censored you, and the reason was that calls to violence.
And there are no calls to violence. How long have you been listening to this show?
Let's see, since around 2002, I think.
And have you ever heard me call for violence?
No, you never do.
I say that whoever fires first wins. But again, calls to violence. You heard the last guy from a college. Same thing. This is in these big databases they pay for to, quote, have safe surfing, and we're listed. I mean, but now that's not enough. Now the government is going to come in with censorship. What do you think of that, James?
It's lame, man. I hate it. But I love your show. And are you going to release that book anytime soon? I heard about The Answer to 1984, 1776.
You know, I got behind on the book. But we are looking at publishing a paper that we send the file to people so they can print it around the country. We are gearing up and getting ready to be shut down on the Internet. All right, we're going to come back with the next hour. Continue with this and your calls. 888-201-2244. Either we all hang together or we hang separate. They are shutting down freedom on the web. They are shutting down mainline talk radio all over the world. Internet streams to mainline talk radio is being shut down. Will we stand together, or will we go quietly into tyranny? Will we fall to tyranny? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.